USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A New York Times article is claiming Israel officials knew of a Hamas plan a year before the October 7th murderous attack and kidnapping of Israeli civilians. Our national security spokesperson, John Kirby, on NBC News, says U.S. intelligence was not aware of a Hamas document.
The intelligence community has indicated that they did not have access to this document. There's no indications at this time that they had any access to this document beforehand.
Israel says they have eliminated the commander of Hamas, Shati Battalion, in an airstrike by a fighter jet yesterday. Dave Collins has more.
According to Israel Defense Forces spokesperson Daniel Hagari, the commander was responsible for carrying out raids in Israeli territory on October 7th's attack, following IDF and ISA intelligence. An IDF fighter jet struck and killed Haitham Kawari, the commander of Hamas Shati Battalion.
Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb, a leading national health expert, says the United States should experience a more typical flu and virus season this winter. Gottlieb says the level of RSV and flu cases is less intense compared to epidemic numbers in past years. Gottlieb explained young children and older adults have been especially vulnerable. He added that the number of COVID cases are down from past years, yet Gottlieb is still encouraging people to get vaccinated. Alaska Airlines has announced plans to buy Hawaiian Airlines. The deal is valued at just under $2 billion. Alaska would pay $18 per share for Hawaiian Airlines stock in the sale. Alaska would take over roughly $900 million in debt. The merger would be part of a One World Alliance that includes American Airlines, British Airways, and Cathay Pacific. The deal still needs approval of both boards and U.S. regulators. USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
The actor that plays on the TV show Supernatural, Mark Shepard, is recovering after suffering 6 heart attacks. Shepard collapsed in his kitchen Friday and had a series of massive heart attacks. He says EMTs had to bring him back to life 4 separate times. It's being reported that one of his arteries was 100% blocked. Presidential candidate Donald Trump continues to stump for the White House. Laura Winters has more.
To Iowa now, where former President Trump holding 2 campaign events, bashing Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis, who is still running against him.
I said, Ron, you're dead. You don't have a chance. You're a dead man. If Abraham Lincoln came back from the dead, if George Washington and Lincoln teamed up together and endorsed you, they couldn't do it. He said, sir, the people of Florida love you. They love you. And I believe that if you'd endorse me, I could win.
Now the Iowa caucus is coming up in about 6 weeks. Former President Trump leading in all recent polls.
Iraqi security forces are reporting a U.S. suspected airstrike killed 5 members of an Iran-aligned Iraqi armed group north of the city of Kirkuk as they were preparing to launch weapons at U.S. forces in the Middle East. A U.S. military official confirmed to Reuters that the U.S. struck an imminent threat at a drone staging site. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.